There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway. Featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway on KMOX.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey, and alongside of me, Steve Mahler, as we are every Sunday morning here on KMOX. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about rebalancing portfolios, and I think we've got some good content to help you really start to understand as you're approaching retirement what you should be doing with your portfolio in terms of that age-old balancing issue between stocks and bonds, and how to start to restructure some of that. And I think we're going to have some good information for you on that.
And the environments certainly have been very, very challenging for doing that. And so we've got some ideas that we'll share with you. But we'd love to also have an opportunity to meet with you face-to-face in the office. So why don't you reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Again, the number is 314-328-4400. And come on in and sit down, visit with us. And you can always go out to our website, which is yourretirementhighway.com, and you can submit questions and reach out to us that way.
So that age-old problem comes back to during your accumulating years, you have most of your assets in stocks because you're looking for growth. And as you start to get a little older, you traditionally bring in some bonds, which were intended to be safer than stocks. And over the course of the last 30 years has worked out very well because it's been a bull market in bonds. And the ability to shift assets from stocks to bonds has worked out extremely well for folks. But we're coming to a new age. Interest rates have been down to the bottom of potential and have recently been starting to come back up. In fact, this last week, the Fed increased rates a quarter point again. And so now as interest rates start to come back up, we have to be aware of the impact that has on bond prices and what that might mean to you if you're starting to transition your portfolio from stocks to bonds in order to try and get a little bit more security in your portfolio.
And that's where the challenge has been. You mentioned the bull market in bonds. I mean, that's directly a function of the fact that we've been in this a very low to near zero interest rate environment. And as you said, the Fed did this week raise rates. And I read somewhere that they're probably projecting between now and the end of the year, maybe another couple of quarter point bumps. So, you know, I think the trend has definitely shifted, and understanding that relationship between bond prices and interest rates is important. And it's important because as you start to seek more safety, or as you start to try and rebalance and become more conservative in your portfolio, you have to understand that fleeing to bonds, if you will, is not in and of itself a riskless transaction, that there are certain risks that you have there, and you just need to be aware of what those are.
And the uncertainty in the bond prices and the bond portfolios, I think, has caused a lot of people to stay in stocks more and longer. And I think what you need to do is you need to ask yourself at this stage of your life, wherever you are, if you're 50 or 55, 60, if you're 70, at that stage of life that you're at, how much risk should you have in your portfolio? How much are you comfortable having in your portfolio? There's a standard rule that's been around for decades called the rule of 100. And you take 100 and you subtract your age, and the remainder was the amount that you would have at risk in your portfolio, or traditionally stocks. And then the value of your age was kind of the part that would be with less risk, or maybe in that bond portfolio. So if you were 20 years old, 80% of your portfolio stocks, 20% bonds. If you're 60 years old, 40% stocks, 60% bonds, kind of that rule of 100 thinking. So as you started to get older, more of your portfolio drifted to less risk into bond portfolios, but we're struggling with going into bonds right now, right?
Well, and I think that using that rule of 100, the struggle has been that as people started to lay that out and realized what sorts of returns were available in the fixed income world, if you will, as opposed to equities, it just wasn't very attractive. So you made the point a minute ago that this low interest rate environment probably is one of the things that has helped keep the markets propped up, because there really wasn't any place else to go that was attractive. So your option was being invested in the market. And what we're finding when we meet with people is that they have a lot more risk in their portfolio relative to their comfort level for that very reason. It was like, where else am I going to go?
And one of the things that we've been finding over the course of the last couple of years, and I think very valid moving forward for the next probably 10 years or so, is when you're looking to have that balance between your risk and protected assets, right now protected assets are generally maybe bank accounts, right? Bank CDs, they're paying, 1 to 2%. The 10-year treasury just hit 3% this last week. I think at the end of the week was at about 2.9%.
Yeah, certainly a little more attractive than it had been.
So a little bit better, but still not a whole lot of oomph, if you will. And the third place that you can get some protected assets would be with insurance companies, be it annuities or maybe certain life insurance products. And what we found a handful of some fixed indexed annuities that fit very, very well as, if you will, bond alternatives to a portfolio. Think about it. If you buy a 10-year treasury at 3%, how long do you need to hold that 10-year treasury to make sure you don't lose any money?
10 years.
10 years, right? So you're kind of putting yourself into a position, if you buy the 10-year treasury and you hold it, you're going to get your 3% yield. Now, if you want to sell it before the end of the 10 years, if interest rates have come up, you're going to have to sell that at a loss, right? So compare that to maybe a 10-year surrender charge term of a fixed indexed annuity. Again, the intent is you want to hold it for the 10 years like you would similar to the 10-year treasury. But we're finding that we're able to get people over that 10-year period 4 to 5% average return potential. I think you have a better return potential on the fixed indexed annuity today than you do on the 10-year treasury, and that you do in a bond portfolio with no market risk. And I think it could be a real good fit to bring into a portfolio.
And so if you'd like to come in and talk to us and learn a little bit more about some of these ideas and some of these strategies, again, reach out to us at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. And we'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're talking a little bit about the rebalancing of portfolios, kind of the issue between having stocks and bonds in the portfolio. As you get closer to retirement, starting that transition from stocks and growth to rebalancing and maybe adding bonds into the portfolio to reduce risk. The traditional transition, right, that we've seen throughout the years of people as they age introducing more bonds into the portfolio and less stocks. But the problem is that we've reached this precipice of transition from a bull market in bonds to what's looking to be a prolonged bear market in bonds because of the interest rate environment starting to increase. And that starts to pose a bit of a transition problem for a lot of people. And we've actually been finding a lot of you have a lot more stocks in your portfolio because you're unsure. You've heard so many things about what's going to happen to bonds moving forward that you're not making those transitions to some assets that are more protected from market risk.
And that's been especially true, I think, for those that are still working and still contributing to their retirement plans. If you think about the traditional options that are available in your 401ks, I think in that accumulation phase, just psychologically, you're thinking, I want more exposure to the equity markets. And so while you probably do have some options that include some bond assets, I think most people are still focused on having what they think is a diversified portfolio of different types of equity options that are available to them. And then as you get closer and closer to retirement, I see some of our families are jumping into those lifestyle funds or the life cycle funds. And those are supposed to be an asset allocation model that as you get older and nearer to retirement, that they're going to start doing that rebalancing for you. But I think we found that those aren't really hitting the mark either. And it's hard for people to get out of this accumulation mentality until they've actually or are actually ready to pull the trigger to retire.
And if you're one of the folks that have one of those life cycle or target date funds, the purpose of those is to do just kind similar to this rule of 100. The older you get or the closer you get to retirement, those types of funds are reducing the stock exposure and increasing the bond exposure as you get closer to that target date. The drawback to transitioning to bonds today is the risk of the bond price dropping. And so unless you're going to carry those individual bonds to full maturity, you have a risk that if you're going to have to sell it or liquidate it before maturity, that there could be a loss of principal. And if you're in a bond mutual fund, it's even worse because those just react instantly to interest rate changes, and the price of the bond mutual funds immediately see an adverse impact anytime interest rates go up.
Well, and you've lost all your flexibility too. You don't have the ability to make those decisions about holding a bond to maturity or I want to get out of this bond or stay in this bond. In a bond fund, rapid changes in interest rates can have a severely negative impact to the value of bond funds. And that's just one of those things. Again, not that you shouldn't own some, you just need to understand that there are risks associated with those types of tools in your toolbox, and just you need to know what they are and that they are clearly different than the kinds of risks that you're facing when you have a predominantly equity portfolio or a stock portfolio.
And we're seeing a lot of you when you come into the office and we do the assessments on portfolios that either A, you're very, very heavy in stocks because you've been afraid to start to transition to bonds because everything that you've heard about the potential for the bond markets going over the next 10 years, or we find a lot of you that have the stocks, but you have significant amounts of money sitting in cash as the alternative to bonds. And of course, cash isn't earning anything. So
what's the old saying? You're losing money safely that way?
Exactly. And so the struggle is, how do we take portfolios, transition them from those growth phases in this market today with interest rates and bond values? And I think one of the areas that you could take a look at is this thing called a fixed indexed annuity. And I know a lot of you hear the word annuity and you have all sorts of predisposed ideas of what they are, how they work. There are hundreds of different annuity products that are out there, if not thousands. There are variable annuities, fixed index annuities, fixed annuities, immediate annuities. There's so many that it becomes confusing. And that's where we are here to help, because we have found a number of fixed index annuities that work extremely well as a bond alternative to the portfolio. It gives you kind of what you're looking for in an asset that doesn't have market risk, but still can get you a reasonable return like you were expecting the bond part of the portfolio to do for you in past years. And it works really well, and we talk about those day in and day out on how they can fit in. Remember, this isn't an end-all solution. This is not something you put all your money in, just like you shouldn't have all your money in stocks traditionally. You might look at a blend of these things, and I think they work really well together.
And I think philosophically, it fits hand in glove with this concept that as you near retirement and eventually get into retirement, that you want to have some of your assets in what we would call the protected column versus having all of your assets at risk. And I read something recently from Roger Ibbotson. Roger Ibbotson has been around the financial services industry for decades, very well known for the Ibbotson charts that for those of us in the industry have used for years. And Roger, in examining and analyzing this environment that we're in now and where he sees us going, really is a big proponent of using things like what you mentioned, Ken, the fixed indexed annuity, as a bond alternative in the portfolio to help you reduce risk as you're transitioning into retirement. And I think that's really important.
Well, the first question that you need to ask yourself, and I want you to focus on this question and really think it through and answer it for yourself. At this stage of your life, should all your investments have risk? Most people are telling us no. And then the next question is, how much of your portfolio are you comfortable having at risk? So we have a conversation about protected assets, risk assets, and how do you strike that balance between the two of them? Because you need to get the rate of return to support your income plan. We talk about that every week. You need to get a reasonable rate of return, but you need to reduce volatility. And having protected assets that don't have market risk is important. The problem is today you have bank CDs, you have the 10-year treasury, and basically you have fixed annuity products. Those are your choices, and the fixed annuity products, today, I think, are the better alternative in winning the race.
And one indicator might be is just look at how many the dollar value of fixed indexed annuities that were sold in 2016, something like $253 billion. So it's obviously an area that financial planners and financial advisors are using with their families. And again, keep in mind that think of this as just another tool in the toolbox. And so why don't you reach out? We'd love to talk to you more about this and talk about some of these ideas and concepts. Give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, that number is 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back, everybody. So today we have been talking about this concept of rebalancing portfolios and how you, as you're approaching retirement, start to get the proper blend between risk assets in your portfolio and safer or maybe even protected assets. And so the environment that we've existed in with interest rates being really, really low, and it's been challenging for folks that want to do this sort of rebalancing. And now the environment's changing a little bit. We've seen the Fed raise rates a couple of times. We know now that the 10-year Treasury is somewhere in that high twos to near three. And so there might be some other opportunities there. And we also had talked about the usage of things like fixed indexed annuities, where we can potentially get protected assets and potentially some better returns.
And folks, we're retirement planning people that do this day in and day out. And we're here to help you. We have a process. It's called our Retirement Roadmap Review. If you've saved at least $250,000 for retirement, we'd love to have you give us a call, come into the office, and sit down with us for a one-on-one consultation. We can help you through this rebalancing process. We can help you understand some of the alternatives to the traditional bond portfolios that most people have been working with, and help you rebuild and rebalance your portfolio for the purposes it's intended for at this stage of your life. So give us a call at 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400 for your personal retirement.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.